Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It is. She must have just come back from the burn. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What's interesting to me is that you have people up there in the deserts of Nevada fornicating in the mud like lower creatures. Let's just say like lower creatures. It's not like I'm against sexuality. I'm a sexual libertarian. But this is different. This is just indiscriminate public sex, orgiastic sex, in other words. So we have the West melting down into a heap of pollution, social pollution. And then you have the Orthodox Muslims being brought in the millions into the country. It's an interesting parallel here. And it's somewhat strange what I'm about to say to you. It's almost part of God's plan. It's not that Obama is one of God's messengers, but in an inadvertent way, if the Muslim communities that are being formed in America avoid the extremist ideology of the Wahhabists and don't kill, don't burn, don't maim, don't blow up synagogues, don't hate Jews, don't hate Christians, don't hate other Muslims, but actually stabilize the insanity, the moral insanity of this nation, you will say it was a good thing, wouldn't you? Yeah, well, that's one of the things. You can't comment on that one. I'm just thinking out loud. The big story to me is that the Obama administration eyes election takeover. It came out yesterday in the Livezet. DHS considers classifying locally run voting systems as critical infrastructure. This was one of the greatest attempts at power grabbing I've ever seen in my entire life. There was not a word of opposition in Congress because they're away. And while the cat's away, the rats will play. And so the rats in the Obama administration, who have gotten away with everything they wanted to, everything they've ever wanted to, and they're, as I said to you, like junkies. They need to escalate the amount of junk they're putting into their veins. The junk being power, pure power madness of this SOB in the White House, this power mad lunatic, then runs this up the flagpole, so to speak, by having his stooge, Jay Johnson, a complete flop in DHS, come out with a speech about taking over the elections in America. You got to listen to this carefully. And before I play Jay Johnson, we have other things we're going to talk about today, if this is too much for you and too esoteric. Let's keep it real local. The local newspaper, as I've said a million times, became nothing but a rag of the Democrat socialist corrupt machine. I was shocked to read this morning an outline of the highest paid public employees in San Francisco. Your eyes will pop out of your head when you hear what these pigs are paying themselves in San Francisco, and you'll ask yourself, how is this even possible? How could these people, and I'll name them, here, Antonio B. Santiago, deputy sheriff, would you believe when I tell you how much this guy makes? His regular pay is $97,000, a nice salary for a sheriff, right? But with overtime, you know what that is, don't you? He gets $214,000 more for a total pay of $373,000. Now, when I say to you, San Francisco is one of the most corrupt cities in the world, I am not just making this up, and I'm shocked that the San Francisco newspaper exposed how progressives are using the false screams about hatred to mulct the public. And we have to ask ourselves, what do these men actually do, these men and women? How could a battalion chief in the fire department, one of the worst-run departments in America, one of the most corrupt departments in the universe, how could Joanne Hayes White, fire department chief, make $410,000 when she's never received a smudge from a fire on her clean whites? I'll be handling that in a minute by reading this article from the San Francisco paper on the highest paid public sector employees in San Francisco. And you will find out that the old adage that the missionaries came to do good and they did very well indeed still applies to liberals. They all claim to be doing good, but they do very well indeed. Nothing has changed under the sun. And now, my friends, let's have some of that music we played yesterday from the 1980s score of To Live... now we're about to hear on the program should make even liberals break out in tears when they realize that everything I've been telling them is true, that the Obama administration is the most dangerous, corrupt, serpent-like administration to have ever appeared in American history. Never before have we seen such power madness, nor have we seen such absolute power madness. Here is Jay Johnson wanting to take over elections in the United States of America.
The nature of cyber threats has evolved since 2002. And so I do think that we should carefully consider whether our election system, our election process, is critical infrastructure, like the financial sector, like the power grid. The election process contributes to there is a vital national interest in our election process. So I do think we need to consider whether it should be considered by my department and others critical infrastructure, which has several implications. It becomes very much part of our focus.
So here's a doofus who has not prevented the slaughter of innocents by radical Muslims, because he won't even say radical and Muslim in the same breath. Here is a man who permitted Orlando to happen, permitted San Bernardino to happen. I'll go down the list. There are many others. And now this power mad guy, Jay Johnson of DHS, wants to take over elections in the United States of America with hardly a peep in the newspaper business. Not a peep. I haven't seen anything. A few liberals have come out and said, this is crazy. This can't happen. They're the true liberals, but there are very few of them. Most of them are asleep at the switch and don't even understand what's going on. What I love here is that they're vilifying Russia, making up a story that Russia is trying to hack into our voting booths in order to justify their power madness. This is like the Reichstag fire that Hitler used to justify taking over the government. As you well know, the Reichstag fire was created by the Hitlerites in order to justify taking over Parliament. It's the same thing here in the Obama administration. They're creating a false flag of Russia interfering with our voting machines to justify their madness, their power madness. They must be stopped at all costs. Every fair-minded American must understand how corrupt and dangerous these evil men are. DHS now says locally run voting systems are critical infrastructure along the lines of, oh, you name it, the power grid, and they want to take it over. It's unbelievable. This came out yesterday while Congress is away, and no one said anything. And yet there were a few liberals who stood up and said, this is crazy. Elections have always been run and organized by the states, Connecticut Secretary of State Denise Merrill said. And I think there has always been a fear that there would be federal intervention that would not recognize differences among the states. What she's trying to say is that the government, the federal government, is conducting a power grab in an attempt to steal the elections. Now, of course, the big lie is that the Russians are hacking the election, and that's the justification. As you know, they vilified Putin and Russia now for a long time, and they're making up the whole story. Here is Obama, the head of the snake, the head of the serpent, using a stooge on NBC named Savannah Guthrie, a nobody skirt, an empty skirt, justifying taking over the election process in America in clip two.
Donald Trump has repeatedly expressed admiration for Vladimir Putin.
Sounds like you're suggesting that Putin might be motivated to prefer Trump in the White House.
Well, I am basing this on what Mr. Trump himself has said, and I think that Trump's gotten pretty favorable coverage back in Russia.
Is it possible, in your mind, that the Russians would try to influence the U.S. election?
Anything's possible.
You know, if ever there was justice in the world, Savannah Guthrie and all of the other pimps for the Obama administration will be tried for crimes against the truth. I don't know if there's such a crime in the journalistic profession, which is just filled with prostitutes. But here was such a clear piece of Pravda propaganda that you could regurgitate it. You could literally, let's leave it at that. I don't want to get more guttural than I have to be. The whole thing was written for this dumb idiot, this Savannah Guthrie, an empty skirt of the lowest order. She asks him the question, is it possible that the Russians can hack the election? And the fair-minded Mussolini of our time says, oh, anything's possible, Savannah. And that's why we have to protect the voting rights in America, because they're sacred rights. And we don't want those evil Ruskies taking over our votes, do we, Savannah? Oh, no. So they're getting ready to steal the election if Trump should look like he's going to win. And by the way, he's up in the poll. She's down in the poll. She may not make it to the finish line. Everyone that I know who's really intelligent is sending emails all over the place saying, looking like she's going to collapse before the finish line. She's like a horse that can't get to the end. She's also terrified of a real press conference, hasn't had one in 272 days. She's terrified of a real debate with Trump because he's a street fighter and she's used to controlling the dialogue and the monologue. The fact of the matter is he could pull this one off. And that's why the snake in the White House is already lining it up so that they can take over the voting booths. Do you see how this works? Look, I know this is a lot of information on a Thursday. Most hosts are away. Congress is away, everyone's away, Hollywood's away, Leon DiCaprio is away, hiding from the exposure of his corrupt charity. Even the corrupt U.S. government's Department of Justice is after Leon DiCaprio, because he worked with some corrupt Asian guy from Asia. I forget the country, I think Indonesia. He stole $1 billion of the sovereign funds of his own nation and gave it a lot of it to DiCaprio's fake environmental fund. Even he's away and not being heard from. Most of the progs are rolling in the dirt up in Burning Man, fornicating like lice. And so, look, I realize it's a heavy-duty topic and that a lot of people are out of town. But, you know, that means a lot of people are still in town. If you analyze the audience of the show, in the millions, don't know how many, no one really knows. The show is number one on the Internet, meaning in streaming radio. This is the number one talk show in America. And don't underestimate the audience, please. Statistics don't lie. It is the number one streaming radio show in America. So people have their iPhones with them, and they listen to shows. This is the number one show with a 25 share of all those listening to talk radio. Rush, God bless him, has a 13.7 share. So the audience is large, and it's out there. How many people don't matter? If in an average quarter hour I have 400,000 people listening, which is what it was the last I checked, so let's say it's 200,000. Or 250 right now. That's still an enormous amount of people every 15 minutes. And you're one of that 250,000, 300,000, whatever the number may be. I don't know what the AQH is right now. No one really knows this stuff. It's all approximated. But the fact of the matter is, of these hundreds of thousands of people listening to the show right now, some of you must care about what I just said about an election takeover by this corrupt government, don't you? And so if you want to call about it, 855-407-282, 855-407-SAVAGE. This is Michael Savage, champion for America's borders, language, and culture.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-407-282, SAVAGE.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. These people are chillingly nightmarish, and believe me, they can shoot quite straight indeed. Don't underestimate this gang of rogue politicians who have stolen our democracy right out from under our eyes. But they've not gone far enough, you see. Now they want to steal the elections themselves. At the same time this is going on, you've got that dumb football player, Colin Paperneck, who is going to do another thing tonight to insult the police. And the executive director of one of the largest police organizations in the country blasted Colin Paperneck and the NFL after learning that during training camp practices in August, the moronic, uneducated, idiotic San Francisco's 49ers quarterback wore socks that bear the image of cartoon pigs wearing police hats. This is the same NFL that prohibited the Dallas Cowboys football team from honoring the slain officers in their community with their uniforms, said Bill Johnson, executive director of the National Association of Police Organizations. The Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys, planned to use a helmet decal as a tribute to the five police officers killed in July's sniper attack by black radicals, was denied by the more radical NFL. You want me to give you what the NFL acronym stands for in my mind? I can't. It's a family show. Now, if anyone's listening to the show who is in police work or has a husband or wife in police work or a father or an uncle or did, you have the power to deny them income. You don't have to sit like a dumb idiot, hypnotized by morons who are vastly overpaid, throwing a piece of pigskin around. You could just turn it right off. People do that to my show. I've been boycotted for 22 years by the progs who control the ad business. So just turn them off. Turn the 49ers off. Turn the television off. Don't go to the games. Don't go to the stadium. What are you going there for, to be insulted by this pig? So tonight he goes to San Diego, this low-life pig. And he's going to again try to make a grandstand play because he can no longer do it on the football field. See, that's the subtext of it all. He can no longer make these plays on the football field that would bring the people to pay attention to this lowlife. So the lowlife instead goes lower socially than you would expect a thug member of Black Lives, whatever you want to call them, would do. In fact, he'd be more comfortable leaving football and joining them. And I think that the NFL really has an obligation to fire him. So he wore socks to attack police. And then he gives an illiterate speech, as you would expect from a person in football. Submoronic, illiterate, on his Instagram account. Colon paperneck. I'm not even going to read it to you. If I were a teacher teaching high school and had a student who published this, I'd say, look, young man, you have to go back to the fourth grade. Because your syntax doesn't work, your grammar is all wrong, everything you did is wrong, all the tenses are wrong. Go back to the fourth grade, and while you're at it, read the U.S. Constitution. And by the way, while you're at it, read about all the officers who have been killed by your dear friends over the last few years. Idiot! I shame you, the NFL.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Getting hot out. Moronic Pope, the bouncer, in the Vatican said, man must atone for global warming sin. What a fraud he is. Put a yarmulke on him, put a cross on him, he's a bum. Look at this bum. Man must atone for global warming sin. The man is a flaming communist of the highest order. Puts on the holy robes and suddenly it's Leon DiCaprio in the Vatican. Man must atone for global warming sin as he flies around the world on Vatican I. What a BS artist this guy is. Trump mulls using seized cartel assets to pay for wall. That's a very bold statement. I mean, let's pray for Donald Trump. He's taking on the most murderous gang on the planet. And take a guess who's going to moderate the first presidential forum. None other than a progressive member of the Clinton Global Forum, Matt Lauer. How did the Republicans let this happen? Answer. Answer, because they're one and the same as the Democrats. How many years have I called them Democrats or Republicans? The RNC, in other words, set up Trump for fall. Matt Lauer, the most unreliable man in the history of the media. A department store dummy from Macy's would be more reliable than Matt Lauer to be a moderator. He looks like a department store dummy, by the way. Here's another one, if that's not enough for you. Georgetown University is going to give slave descendants priority for admission. I'm sorry. There's only so much insanity you can take in one day. Georgetown University to give slave descendants priority for admission. Now, let's see. Would that include the descendants of slaves who are now millionaires and billionaires? Would that work as well? Nothing to do with income or wealth? Okay, now let's go to the callers. Trish on WABC Line 5. You're on the Savage Nation. We're on a roll. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to make a comment about Putin and this bogus narrative coming from Barry about Putin wanting to support Trump. Now, Putin supporting Trump, to me, would be like Khomeini supporting Reagan in 1979. Why would Putin want Trump when he's got his restart girl, letting him walk into Crimea?
Wait a minute. Hold on now. You got it backwards. I know you're on the right side of things, but your wires are crossed on this one, in my opinion. Hillary has called Putin Hitler. Hillary has tried to gin up a war with Russia, as has Obama. They're trying to use Ukraine as a fulcrum to justify the military-industrial complex buildup of troops on the Ukrainian border with Russia. They want a limited war with Russia in order to feather their own nests and the nests of the congressmen and senators, husbands who are in the contracting business, etc. And Trump is the opposite. Trump said he doesn't want war with Russia because Russia's our natural ally in the war against Islamic terror. I mean, you know that, don't you?
Yeah, of course I know that. But I don't know. It seemed to me that with all of her restart...
She wants war. You know, the Democrats are the party of war. The Democrats have gotten us into World War II. They got us into Korea. They got us into Vietnam. The Democrats are a warmongering party. Do you understand that? They want war with Russia. It's what they do.
Just had a discussion.
It's what they do. All right, I'm sending you a copy of, you know, what do you want a copy of? What's my latest book? Name it and you gain it. What's it called?
Scorched Earth.
Bingo! You win a prize. You win a prize. Moving up to number 3 in politics on Amazon. Week and a half before publication. Trump mulls using seized cartel assets to pay for wall. Colin Paperneck set the protest anthem on military night while wearing pig cops practice socks. It's a mad world we're living in. This is what happens after almost 10 years of progs running the country. After almost 10 years of progs running the country, this is what you get. The highest paid public employees in San Francisco were listed outed today in, of all places, the mimeograph sheet of the Democrat Party, the San Francisco newspaper. William J. Coker, Jr., Chief Investment Officer, San Francisco Employee Retirement System, total pay, Benz, $633,000. Ellen G. Moffitt, Assistant Medical Examiner, total pay in Benny's, $470,000. Amy P. Hart, Assistant Medical Examiner, total pay and benefits, $420,000. What does she do? What does an assistant medical examiner do that's worth $420,000 a year? Could anyone explain that to me? Gregory Sir, Chief of Police, $410,000. Joanne Hayes White, Fire Department Chief, $410,000. Never a smudge on her white uniform. Her and her girlfriends were seen drinking coffee outside the last fire, two blocks away from a command center. In a fire truck where there was no smoke inhalation possibility. John L. Martin, San Francisco International Airport Director, retired. Regular pay, $326,000. Total pay and benefits, $409,000. Susan Curran, CEO, Zuckerberg, San Fran General Hospital and Trauma Center. Regular pay, $256,000. Total pay and benefits, $405,000. You see how the pigs in public sector pad their pay? This is what pigs do. And at the same time, they scream about the environment, minorities, transgender. We need transgender rights and minority rights and gay rights and lesbian rights. Yifeng Kwan, senior physician specialist, $405,000. Harlan Kelly Jr., general manager, San Francisco Public Utilities Commission, $400,000. Barbara Garcia, names we never heard of. Director of Health, San Fran Department of Public Health, regular pay, $307,000. Total pay in Benny's, $385,000. Thomas A. Siragusa, Assistant Chief, San Fran Fire Department, regular pay, $206,000. Total pay in Benny's, $383,000. You want to hear more? Edward D. Reiskin, Director of Transportation, regular pay, $304,000. Total pay, $380,000. Milton Estes, Supervising Physician Specialist, regular pay, $237,000. Total pay in Benny's, $378,000. What does Milton Estes actually do? What do you mean a supervising physician specialist? These are known as patronage positions in a corrupt administration. This is something Boss Tweed did when he ran New York over 100 years ago. Roland Pickens, director, San Francisco Health Network. Regular pay, $299,000. Total pay, $374,000. Antonio B. Santiago, deputy sheriff, regular pay $97,000. That's reasonable for a sheriff. But then he has overtime pay of $214,000 for a total ka-ching of $373,000. Now, how can a sheriff who makes $97,000 have overtime pay of $214,000? Well, it's San Francisco, isn't it? Where the minorities are oppressed. Yeah, it's a city where our minorities are very oppressed. David L. Franklin. Another fire department useless idiot, in my opinion. Assistant Chief, San Fran Fire Department. Regular pay, $206,000. Total pay, $372,000. A few more. Kirk Richardson, battalion chief, SF Fire Department. Regular pay, $190,000. That's too low for him. So he's boosted it up so he gets total pay in Benny's, $366,000. So sleeping on his fat behind in a firehouse now, he gets overtime pay. Edwin M. Lee, mayor. He gets the lowest of the bunch. Regular pay, $288,000. Total pay in Benny's, $363,000. So this came out in the local paper. I don't think it's going to set off a shockwave because, after all, they're all progressives. And they support the local Democrat Party USA, which is the CPUSA. And as in the ex-Soviet Union, if you are a member in good standing of the Communist Party, you are never questioned, no matter what your pay, no matter what your dacha costs, no matter how many chauffeurs you have. That's what the People's Party needs to do. After all, you're doing the work of the people. It's a people's job, and it's a hard job. Sleeping in a firehouse is very, very demanding. In fact, the coronary heart rate is still very high amongst firemen because they work so hard sleeping after eating bacon and eggs or taking classes of Pilates classes or transgender studies on how to deal with transgender fires. In other words, let's say they go to a SRO and there's a transgender individual in the room and they're trying to save her, not them particularly, but the actual firemen who climb the ladders. Well, they have to know how to address the individual, because if the fireman is risking his life going up that ladder to save the transgendered person, and God forbid the fireman should address that person, "Sir, give me your hand," after saving the transgender, the fire department would be sued. And so, therefore, they give them lessons on how to address a person of unknown origin, sexually that is, to not offend them, to not violate the civil rights of the transgender in the fire window. That's San Francisco. Ding, ding. It's no different at the federal level. I doubt that we will see a publication soon of those in the federal government and their salaries. Or how about your city? What do you think people in the fire departments of San Francisco make? Well, I read you some of them. How about New York City? How about Dallas? How about Chicago? How about Miami? How about Seattle? How about San Diego? It's crazy. They're all patronage positions. As far as I'm concerned, and this is no disrespect meant, this idea of these oversupplied fire departments are nothing but patronage positions, which is why people kill to get those jobs. They get the jobs and they're set for life. But how many fires do they actually put out? Why, the answer is near zero. And that's why we need, possibly, to go back to the all-volunteer fire departments, especially in small towns in suburbs around America. There is no need for these overstocked fire departments, no matter how good these men may be. And they are very good men, most of them. They're very good men. Many of them are ex-veterans. I'm sorry, there's only so much that a taxpayer is going to be willing to pay in salary and benefits. In fact, here in the Marin County area, which is north of San Francisco, I read last year that unfunded pensions in the city of San Rafael alone are in the number of $3 billion in unfunded pensions. You hear this? But don't worry, if that's giving you a headache, I have relief for you. There is a new service for Sonoma County, north of Marin County, medical cannabis delivery for Sonoma County. They deliver into Healdsburg, Windsor, Geyserville, Larkfield, North Santa Rosa. You get a free eighth of a gram, and you get a free edible on orders of $250 or more. You get 2 free grams of the brain-killing marijuana on orders of $100 or more. You get 1 free gram of mind-numbing marijuana on orders of $60 or more. It is a new and serving, it's a new service for Sonoma County. And they pride themselves in fast, safe, and reliable medical cannabis delivery to all the deadbeat losers, to California patients. Now, if you're not a real patient, as most of them aren't, if you need a medical cannabis recommendation, you go to a special website and you get a 20-minute online consultation by a drunk doctor who looks forward to servicing you. The medical marijuana certification doctors are even lower than the old ship's doctors of my time. As you well know, ship's doctors were old drunks who were usually thrown out of their jobs and then put on white uniforms and sailed around the earth on ships as ship's doctors, where nothing ever went wrong except maybe a little seasickness and alcoholism. Well, now below them are the doctors who certify that you have a medical need for marijuana. And all this is going on as the world burns. Well, we're running late on the Savage Nation. I've given you many topics to mull over, from the federal government under Obama trying to take charge of elections. Obama coming up with the big lie that it's the Russians, you see. trying to hack elections, and therefore it's a justification for his stooge.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You're listening to Michael Savage. Coming up tomorrow morning from 5 to 9, it's the KSFO Morning Show on Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
I remember this theme from To Live and Die in L.A., and it took the guys that work on the show, Robert. We try to get this particular piece. It's not from Cheech and Chong. It's from someone like them. What are they called, Robert? Wayne Chung. I don't know who that is. It sounds like a takeout order on, you know, Wayne Chung. Is he still around? No disrespect meant. But it was a weird piece of music that when I watched that movie, it was so driving. Play it again. They don't know what I'm talking about. Meanwhile, mosquitoes test positive for Zika in South Beach. But, you know, hey, and the band played on. Meanwhile, they're fornicating like bumblebees in heat over there in the desert, the Burning Man orgy dome. And the band played on. Syphilis up. Chlamydia up. Syphilis up. You name the disease, it's up, but it doesn't matter to those in the Burning Man orgy dome. Meanwhile, here on the football field, Colin Pimpleneck is set to protest the anthem on military night while wearing pig cop practice socks. The man who can no longer attract the fans' adoration on the field is now getting it from the bums in America who hate the social order and would like to see the country burnt to the ground. The NFL should throw him out. Let him sue. Let him sue because you're going to destroy your brand. Let me just tell you something. There's a lot of cops in America. There's a lot of cop families in America. There's a lot of military in America. They're great football fans. If they were to organize themselves and not be the useful idiots that they have been in the Democrat Party and stop attending your games, turning the TV off so your ratings go down, you will go out of business. You'll lose $1 billion a year or more if you don't stop this maniac from attacking police. He is a loser. He has no right to do this. Now, I know all about the First Amendment. I get that. But let me tell you something. The First Amendment stops at certain points. You know, there's a saying, and I'm in the First Amendment business. That's what I do for a living. I give you my opinion. You have the power to turn this show off. But a fan who is sitting in the stands of an NFL game, when you have a lowlife like Pimpleneck going out there and spitting at the flag, they don't have the option to walk out of that stadium after they've paid. They paid a fortune to go watch the morons throw a ball around. So the fact of the matter is, he is violating the terms of purchase of those tickets. And if there was a smart lawyer in this audience, which spreads across the country, a real greedy class action lawyer could sue the NFL for permitting this anti-cop maniac from insulting the American people. And by sitting out the national anthem, anyone in the audience who was a cop or family of a cop who says they were emotionally disturbed by his actions could sue the NFL. I'm just giving an idea. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, lawyers do very good work in some cases, and sometimes they don't. But this is the only way to send the message to the folks at the NFL that there are behaviors that are not acceptable. And if they want to use this football field for social statements, go ahead and do it. But remember, there are consequences to social behavior and antisocial behavior. This is antisocial behavior by a loser football player who can no longer gain the crowd's attention on the field itself.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
I didn't know it at the time. I'd be sitting there in the living room with the TV tray, eating a light dinner, a steak, French fries, polished off with a light dessert of cherry vanilla ice cream, building up the plaque in the arteries as quickly as mom could do, She didn't know what she was doing. She thought she was making me a stronger man. Well, she must have, because I'm still living. Of course, my father would come home gray-faced from New York City, running his little store in New York. And he would turn white when he saw me being catered to by my mother. For 6 o'clock, I'm sitting there like a fat little pasha, eating a steak and french fries, watching the news or whatever. And he would look at my mother and he would say, "You're ruining the kid. You're going to destroy the kid. You're making him into a weakling." The next thing I knew, I was cleaning bronzes in the basement of his dismal store in Manhattan. And my life had changed for the better, I suppose. It made me into a hardworking man. I mean, God knows I would have been like many of my other friends, some of whom may have worked out well. I don't know where they wound up. But the thing is that we all are what we are. We all are a result of our upbringing. And some of us realize it was for the better. And that there are actually no mistakes in life. The only mistake is to think that there are mistakes that you can correct looking backwards because you can't change the past. Now, tell that to Georgetown because they're going to give slave descendants priority for admission. Georgetown University will give preference in admissions to the descendants of slaves owned by the Maryland Jesuits as part of its liberal effort to atone for profiting from the sale of enslaved people. It sounds very fair to me, but is it based upon income, or can rich descendants of slaves also get preference in admissions? That's something to think about, isn't it? Obama appointee manages a Soros-backed election fund. Came out of a leak. One of Obama's criminal appointees manages a fund that criminal billionaire George Soros uses to bankroll election-related activities such as increasing the number of, quote, voters of color and improving odds of electing preferred candidates. These actions were found in recently released hacked documents. Her name? Karen Narasaki, a so-called commissioner of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, who manages the Soros-backed Shelby Response. I can't read anymore. When Trump becomes president, prison. Jail for crimes against America. Next, WHO says antibiotics may soon be useless against gonorrhea. Tell that to those in the orgy tent at Burning Man right now. Antibiotics may soon be useless against gono. So what's the solution to that? Avoid gonorrhea? Wouldn't that be the solution to avoid the disease? How do you avoid gonorrhea, boys and girls? By not having multiple sex partners in tents in the desert. By not engaging in orgies with strangers. That's how you avoid gonorrhea, boys and girls. So don't worry about antibiotics becoming ineffective. Just avoid the disease to begin with. That's all. Now, here's another story I haven't gotten to, giving it to you for hour two. Hillary the loser, who refuses to debate Donald Trump, who's in hiding. In hiding, refuses to debate, no one's seen her, no press conference in 272 days. Is now coming up with the big lie that Donald Trump is taking a hate campaign mainstream, declaring the GOP nominee court's adherence of a, quote, alt-right movement. That's the newest thing. Alt-right. What is the alt-right movement? That would be anyone listening to the Savage Nation. They say that you're anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant, anti-multiculturalism, and anti-woman. You're a white supremacist if you listen to the Savage Nation. It could be that you're not. It could be that you just love America and that you believe in borders, language, and culture and fairness for all, not special treatment for some. Now, if you actually analyze the liar called Hillary and her filthy campaign, you realize that she is a pandering racist. She's a race-baiting, unethical liar. And although she attacks the, quote, alt-right, why don't we redefine for you, the listener, what the alt-left is, the people who support the Harridan? The alt-left is composed of the real hate groups, such as the Southern Christian, Black Panthers, the Black Lives Matter, all liberal groups fronted by George Soros money, La Raza, abortionists. Tell me what I'm missing here. Are these not the true alt-left hate groups that support Hillary Clinton? That's why we support Donald Trump, who rejects criminals and does not want them to vote. This is the Savage Nation here, continuing on the headlines that I have not yet gotten to on the program. Here's another one from the illiberal, insane left. George Washington University hires a reformed Al-Qaeda recruiter. I swear to God. George Washington University has hired a former Al-Qaeda recruiter who has been convicted of soliciting the jihad murder of blasphemers, marking what is believed to be the first time that an allegedly reformed, it can't be reformed, Islamic extremist has been employed by a university in the United States. You know, once a radical Islamist, always a radical Islamist. They never reform. It's in their DNA. Some of the radical Islamic terrorists, this bum lord, are still killing people, fighting for the Islamic State, notes the New York Times. In denouncing this decision by GW to hire Jesse Morton, who was known as Abdullah Muhammad when he was helping Al-Qaeda grow as a recruiter, Jihad Watch points us out that Mr. Morton was convicted of soliciting the jihad murder of blasphemers. Why would George Washington University hire this individual, especially someone convicted of soliciting the murder of those who offended his Islamic beliefs? This is insane. And this shows you how far the American universities have fallen. They are so anti-American and so far to the left that they're now embracing terrorists themselves. Because they're Muslims? This is insane. Man dies trying to burn wife alive in migrant center in Germany. A refugee in a German shelter died on Thursday while trying to set his Muslim wife on fire, leaving her seriously injured and part of the building ablaze. The 45-year-old man, whose nationality and religion was not given by the fascist German government, was previously known to the German police, said those in the vicinity. You see, the woman had previously separated from the animal, and he tried to set her on fire. Well, that's a cultural defense. I mean, here, if you divorce a woman and things go wrong, you don't set her house on fire and try to kill her. But over there, that's the way it's done in the old world, and that's why we need more of them. I mean, we need more of this kind of justice in America, don't we, liberals? Set the house on fire. And here is the fascist pope at work. He is going to oversee migration issues in the Vatican. He's firing three top aides, giving himself total and absolute power of migration issues, continuing a madness when elected more than 3 years ago. In a document known as Motu Proprio, Latin for by his own initiative, which is something Hitler would have approved of, or Mussolini or Stalin, they didn't couch it in Christian dialogue or Christian dialectic such as Motu Proprio. What it means is he has now become a total fascist inside the Vatican. And he's going to merge four Vatican offices into a single service that he controls. Does it sound familiar to what Obama is doing in the White House? They're one in the same, cut from the same cloth. The Pope says he wants a poor church that serves the poor. And so therefore he will oversee work on migration and refugees within his new department, which will absorb the offices for justice and whatever. You get the picture. The Pope is a madman. Remember who he is. The Pope was a bouncer in South America. And like the character in the great French novel of the 19th century entitled The Red and the Black, the bouncer realized there was only two ways to the top in the fascist nation that he grew up in, South America. And one was the red of the church, the red of the military, or the black of the church. And so the power mad man, the tough bouncer, the Pope at the time was just a bouncer, you see, he wasn't really descended from God. He was just a bouncer who was aggressive and smart. He decided to follow the route of the red, not of the black. And now he rules the entire Catholic Church with an iron yarmulke. This is the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-407-2822. That's one of the topics. I guess you're going to call on the other stuff. Medical marijuana, the overpaid civil servants in San Francisco are working so hard to put out the fires and stop the crime and control the homeless and stop the flow of illegals and the killing of citizens by illegal aliens. They work so hard that they need those salaries of $300,000 to $400,000 a year. They really need it because they're overworking. My friends, what would you like to talk about on the program? Because it is a talk show, and although it's Thursday and many hosts are already away, some have been away longer than they know, I am here for you. And tomorrow is the beginning of the long weekend. And I think I'm taking the day off. I have a great fill-in coming in. Doug Urbanski will be here. I mean, I'm not going to fake it. He's a great guy. I pick him myself. He's a terrific guy. I think I'm going to be going somewhere. Actually, I'm not flying. I'm going to go to Burning Man, to the orgy tent. Joking. No, I'm not going to the Burning Man orgy tent. But I'm going to go somewhere. I want to be near a lake and pine trees and crowds and bad restaurants and terrible food. So I'll know that I'm an American. I want to get caught in 6 traffic jams on the way to and from the mountains. I want to curse and fume at the highway system. I want to curse and fume at the bad food and terrible service once I get there. Because then when I come home, I will know that the summer is over and I'm ready to go back to work. It's very hard to time these things. I mean, look, what time would you leave tomorrow if you were driving knowing there's going to be traffic jams all the way? You could leave 6 in the morning, then by 9 a.m. you're going to hit a traffic jam. You could leave 9 in the morning, then you're going to hit a traffic jam at noon. I mean, it doesn't matter when you go. It's going to be like Weekend, the old Godard movie from the 1960s. And so what? It's part of the process of being an American, right? Otherwise, I'd be bored. So we got plenty of topics to talk about. We got pimple neck. We got all these other topics. We got the medical marijuana. We got the overpaid civil servants in San Fran crypto. We got the... I don't remember all the topics. I can't summarize them at every turn. You know what I'm saying? Obama stealing the election process. Obama telling NBC's Savannah Guthrie it's possible the Russians are hacking the elections. You know the big lie. That's the new boogeyman, is Putin and the Russians as his excuse for power madness. You see how it goes, don't you? It's the Kristallnacht of our time. It is the Reichstag fire of our time. It is blaming the Russians for doing things that they're allegedly not even doing, possibly not even doing, in order to justify subverting the Constitution and taking over the entire Congress. All under the eyes of a minority president who was a power madman with no opposition whatsoever.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Sounds like half the care facilities in Boca Raton. I hear there's a lot of sex in those old age homes. It's like a disgusting idea to me, but I don't understand it. There's high levels of STDs in these retirement homes. I don't get that. I don't understand what they see. There's something about it that just doesn't sit right with me. I mean, I guess when you're old, your sex drive doesn't go away. Okay, I get that. But the swinging transfusion trees, the plasma... The bodily fluids, I just don't understand it. Doesn't this never bother anybody? And there's a lot of high level of gonorrhea, syphilis in these old age homes. Would you believe this? Ay, God, what a country. Nothing's the same. Everything's upside down. It's a world that's gone mad. It really is. I don't want to play the Trump sound. I mean, it was great speech. You expect me to do it. Boring. I mean, I loved it. It was great. Over. Now let's move on. What's the hit for the day? What's going to happen next? And the Mexicans this, the Mexicans that. I mean, that's a ballsy move. That was amazing. It was like going into the eyes of the storm, the eye of the storm. And her, catheter hasn't been seen. She hasn't been seen, nothing. She didn't even go there. She didn't go anywhere. Where is she? Why doesn't she debate him? It's a worrisome thing for the Dems. They're lining up Citizen Kane. That guy has some face on him. About the most unattractive white male God ever made is Citizen Kane. Like a puffy face. You know that guy, Freddy the Clown, from the horror movies of the 80s? When I'm playing 80s music. Like a friendly, like not really friendly face. Like a nightmare if you look at it carefully. If there is a cartoonist out there, I want you to take Vice Presidential Candidate Kane and put Freddy the Clown coloring on it and post it somewhere, because he's a dead ringer for the Freddy the Clown nightmarish figure. He speaks a good Spanish, though. I got to hand it to him. It's all those years of being out there in the hustings doing his Peace Corps work, I believe. Speaks a good Spanish. Very good. That's why he gave illegal aliens the right to vote. That's how he became what he is in this. That's why he was picked by Hillary. How else do you think they get where they are? How do you think Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, and Nancy Pelosi have held on to power for these last 700 years? by granting illegal aliens the right to vote. Don't you understand that? How many times have I told you that? This sick, twisted, corrupt city that I love so much has granted non-citizens the right to vote forever. They publish their ballots in over 7 languages so that illegal aliens have been able to vote and keep these corrupt cronies in power forever, bypassing the citizens themselves. It's unbelievable to me how they've gotten away with it. But then again, when you own the newspapers and there's no opposition party and you have a one-party system, this is what happens. You think that they're a benevolent dictatorship? You are mistaken. There's nothing benevolent about the Seven Sisters that I can see. Okay, my friends, I've had my time. It's your time to call 855-407-282. I forget the number already. Why can't we replace fire departments with volunteer fire departments to stop city corruption? Why do we need a fire department in every white suburban town where there are no fires? Why do we need expensive trucks and firehouses and pensions? They're fine men. I'm not saying they're bad men. And you would take the job, too, if you can get it. But that's not the point. We cannot afford the pensions and the salaries. What's wrong with volunteer fire departments? Why is that an irrational question?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Imagine what some of these girls who are hot today are going to look like in 30 years. I mean, like, you know, like these girls who think like Paris Hilton. A nobody. She was a nobody when she was somebody. She's so reduced to nothing that the local newspaper ran a story for 3 days, see Paris Hilton at Burning Man sketching a clown in the mud. I never saw anything like this. Is that the best the PR agent could do? Here's an email. Michael, I am listening today and could so relate to the weekend travel. I want to go to my boat, but don't want to fight the traffic. I would like to go to our cabin in the pines, but hate the food and the people. I suspect I will sit around the house, stay home, go to restaurants where I love the food, and sulk about how I should have gone somewhere. It's from Craig Smith, my number one advertiser with Swiss America. He said, also, my father made me work in his shop and told me if I didn't, I wouldn't get dinner. Tough man, but thank God for him. He, as your dad, taught me the value of hard work. But also setting the example of doing so, Craig. Thanks, Craig. I'm glad you're enjoying the program. Right now, I'm gagging on a takeout lunch. I had a five-minute break between, right? And Ryan showed up with the bowl, the taco bowl. I'm on a gagging on the beans and the rice and the fish. It's awful. I'm so used to it, I wouldn't know what to do if I could actually sit down like a human being and have lunch. But then, I've done that. I mean, big deal. A leisurely lunch. You know, you have some wine and you go home and sleep. That's not bad. I mean, but then what? Then you get up. You feel groggy. And maybe you do some exercise to get ready for dinner. Then you're so depressed you don't know what to do. Because there's nothing in your life. You're empty. I'd rather work gagging on a soda and a meal. Delicious. Wonderful meal, gagging on it. I get nervous if I actually sit in a restaurant and have to eat. I can't sit still. The time is endless to me. Till the waiter comes over. And then he starts in with the nightly, would you like a drink? I'm starving. I go to the restaurant because I'm hungry. The word restaurant means rest. A place to rest. I've never rested in a restaurant in my entire life. They come over, can I get you a drink? No, I came here to eat. Can you take the order? They get mad at you. And then at the end of it, the nightmare with the desserts they try to shove down your throat. Killed America desserts. The sugar disease. Number one problem in America is not cholesterol, it's sugar. Read the geniuses on this subject. The most brilliant man in the history of our nations in the last century, number one and two would be Linus Pauling and my hero, whose name I forget. Hoffer. It's Abraham Hoffer, H-O-F-F-E-R. He found the cure for schizophrenia in vitamin B3, but of course he was dismissed as a quack by the drug peddlers. And he cites case after case after case. I remember that. I remember reading about him. I'll give you an example, like the girl when I was in the health world, which I was in for many years, alternative health. I'm in the alt-health world. I guess that's now fascistic to Hillary Clinton. The alt-health world is now fascistic to Hillary Clinton, who wants to either burn you, cut you, or poison you with the AMA treatment methodology. But anyway, the thing was, I remember telling the story why I loved alternative medicine. Because, first of all, I practiced it my whole life, as have my children. Do you know that? And at the first sign of something, what we do is we go to vitamins, homeopathic sprays, herbs, and they work. They stave off the need for the powerful drugs. Now, if they don't work, we go to the next level. We go to allopathy. We go to the stuff that allopathy offers. But it shouldn't be the first line of treatment. It should be the next line or the last line of treatment, because they're toxic chemicals. They're very dangerous. If you need them, you use them. I mean, they've saved my life, but they're not the first line of treatment. Had I not studied alternative medicine so deeply and written so many books on the subject, I don't think I'd be alive today. I'm pretty sure I would have been dead at 45, 50 top. Had I not studied nutrition and eaten the meals of my ancestors, dead. A goner, a casket, the box, over. So, I've slipped a little as I've gotten older under the pressure of radio. I remember when I started in the radio, it's a funny story. 1994. I had been sitting pretty pristine with my diet for so many years. It was like 30 years I was on a diet, no fat whatsoever. I hadn't touched a piece of meat in 25 years. I was thin, mean, lean. But then I went into radio, and I needed the energy to do the show, and I realized, look, I'm like an opera singer, and I've got to throw fuel down into that cavern, or I can't do this. So little by little, I started eating the garbage again, the Chinese garbage. And I said to myself, it's a calculated risk. Either I'm going to, I'm not going to live as long as I would if I was on the pristine, but at least I'll have the energy to do the thing I love most, which is radio. And I had an important message of Borders, Language, and Culture, which has driven me to this day. But so far, thank God, still here. I take no medication whatsoever. Do you know that? I swear to God. Could have changed tomorrow. Tomorrow you could hear Savage in the hospital, whatever. No, I take zero. I will not take anti-cholesterol pills because they make me almost crippled. The pain in my legs, I tried them 5 different times. Can't do it. My body said no. So I listened to my body. My body says, don't. I don't. I don't take the medicine. I know. Then take another drug to treat the pain. That's what they do. Then take another drug for what the pain for the leg medicine did to you. I know guys who are very smart. They say, I take Lipitor so I can eat steak and eggs and I can eat dessert. I said, no, you can't. You can't trick your body. But they don't listen to me. It's like everything is a magical answer. Fundamentally, no, there's work to be... You have to pay for everything. In other words, you have to deny. The main rules of health, so far as I can tell, not 100% because no one can do it. They're all lying if they say they are, is self-denial and hard work. By giving yourself those rules, self-denial and hard work, you're going to get through a lot of things in life that you wouldn't otherwise. It doesn't mean you don't have impulses for other stuff and you're not going to do them once in a while. Of course you will. You're a human being. I remember once meeting a rabbi who I admired because he was one of the real ones, not one of the Bagel and Lox liberal rabbis, the Oy Vey type, the Friday night Bagel and Lox guys that I ran away from. I couldn't stand them, the phonies, the Lib Dems. The guys who took the synagogue jobs to get the Cadillac in those days. You know, the congregation gave them a Cadillac. Then they shtupped all the wives. It was horrible. The stuff, it was awful. The thing. I couldn't stand it. The hypocrisy. And the smell in those houses of worship on the high holy days used to get me ill. All the guilt. The guilt pouring out of the attendees who would never go to synagogue except on the high holy days and they thought God was watching them. They'd pour in and they'd sweat with anxiety and fear. Of course, it was early September. It was hot. There was no air conditioning. But you could smell the fear in the temple. I ran from it. So I like the truly orthodox people in religion, whoever they may be. You know, Jews, Christians. I could probably even get along with orthodox Muslims if they weren't murderers and killers and bombers. And I hope that there's a big movement of them developing in America. I haven't seen too much of that. I mean, you hear here and there, they condemn it, you know. They condemn the bombing. I hope so, that they don't really want to impose their religion on everyone, but I don't believe it because, truthfully, I think their religion is one of conversion, mass conversion. It's in their religion to convert people, the same way early Christianity was that way, incidentally. Early Christianity was a conversion religion, by force, incidentally. So Islam has not yet gone through its reformation, according to modern Muslims. Pardon me, another sip of the poisonous low-fat soda. What is this? The phenylalanine? I love it. It's good stuff, that phenylalanine. Oh, aspartame, great stuff. Mmm. Aspartame's a great treatment for many things. Underestimated by the purists. Okay, my friends, what did you want to... What are we talking about? A lot of callers here. I'm getting distracted because I looked at the salaries that these people make in the San Francisco public sector. I couldn't believe what I was looking... I gagged on them. How could a sheriff who makes a regular pay of $97,000 get overtime of $214 for total pay and bennies of $373? How is that even possible? Answer, corruption. Answer, patronage position. Answer, kickbacks to those who appoint them. Answer, the most corrupt city in the history of America. This makes New Orleans look like a pristine city. And, of course, that's why they're in favor of all of the lib causes, you name them. Transgender, check. Sanctuary city, check. Illegal aliens able to vote, check. Health care for prisoners, including sex change operations, check. Environment, oh, yeah. Oh, they're all pure environmentalists, check. You name it, they do it. Why? Because they keep the activists off their back. That's how, it's that simple. In other words, if they check the boxes of all of these progressive causes, and they're seen as a good guy, why then the useful idiots in all of these pressure groups don't look at their salaries, etc. That's all. That's how it works. That's how it's always been in San Francisco. That's why it's such a city of hypocrisy. It's unbelievable. It's a beautiful city. I love it dearly. But they didn't build it. I didn't build it. We're all just visitors here. And the most corrupt visitors have taken over the whole city. You ask anyone who lives here, it's a nightmare to look at this. All right, whatever. I'm just loved by so many public employees in the Bay Area. That's why they give me awards. That's why they invite me to the fire department roasts. Hey, Mike, come on over, give a speech. Good fella you are. So I'm never invited anywhere. You know, when you tell the truth, you're not a very popular person. Your own neighbors wind up hating you because they're so full of crap. Because they don't know the truth from a lie. So they figure if you're telling the truth, you must be lying. They've been eating lies for so long, it started to taste good to them. Well, anyway, here we are. Here we are. Let's see what other sound stuff I haven't gotten to. Jay Johnson and I, special declaration to take over elections. That doesn't bother Progs. They would like the corrupt Obama to take over elections and take over the police. Trump says we'll stop apologizing. It was a good speech. I will nominate men and women to SCOTUS who meet the highest standard. Scalia, that's good. Oh, this is the whole list of all of the bullet points. Let me play one of them. The immigration speech was great. He didn't ask me, but most of it came from my previous books. I can't believe it, actually. You look at it. They're part of my 40-point plan going two books back. A lot of this is even in scorched earth. I didn't say he took it. But I've been talking about it for so long. Can you at least give me an ounce of credit for anything Trump's doing? Long before Trump was a politician, I was on the radio talking about borders, language, and culture. You know that. And he's had a very quick learning curve. Not just for me, obviously. He has great people around him now. I like Laura Ingraham a lot. I'm glad that she's an advisor. The Kellyanne, I'm sorry, I don't know who she is. I remember her as a marginal player many years ago. I don't know how they got in. How do these people get close to him? I don't know. I don't know who Kellyanne is. I remember her from years ago. She was always like on the outskirts, like a marginal player. All of a sudden, she's running the campaign. I don't know. You know, Laura Ingraham's a very bright woman. She speaks Russian fluently. I consider her a friend. I haven't seen her in years. She's really smart. She's very, very good. And she's doing a great job for Donald Trump, incidentally. So he's got good people around him right now. I'm glad they got rid of the RNC plant. I'm glad he you know, it's funny. They didn't get rid of him. They have to thank Obama for doing that. It was funny. They claimed he was taking money from Russia for the Ukraine, this and that for the vote. But the Democrat advisor, John Podesta's brother, Tony Podesta, was doing the same thing. And the media only picked up on the fact that the Trump advisor was doing it. Gee, I wonder if there's any bias out there, Matt Lauer. No, sirree, Bob. So let me play one of the Trump pieces for those of you out there who must have your Trumpology for the day. We all know what sanctuary cities are. It permits corrupt politicians to feather their nest, give out patronage jobs of the type I have been reading, and, of course, get votes from people who don't even know the language so they can continue to rob the Treasury and give $400,000 a year to sheriffs. So he wants to end sanctuary cities, which would eliminate the votes of non-citizens. What's wrong with that? Nothing, unless you're making $400,000 a year for doing nothing. Here's number four, clip 26, Donald Trump now on the Savage Nation.
Number four, block funding for sanctuary cities. We block the funding. No more funding. We will end the sanctuary cities that have resulted in so many needless deaths. Cities that refuse to cooperate with federal authorities will not receive taxpayer dollars, and we will work with Congress to pass legislation to protect those jurisdictions that do assist federal authorities.
It's brilliant. It's unbelievable. Every point he made is what America needs. He is the most brilliant orator that we have seen in years, and also the most brilliant policymaker we've seen in years. And it's time for all of those saboteurs to join him. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Number three, this is the one I think it's so great. Zero tolerance for criminal aliens. Zero. Zero. Zero.
All right, let's stop right there. This is Trump's great immigration speech from yesterday. It is why the progs are shaking in their boots, because they know that the party will be over. He wants to get rid of criminal illegal aliens. Now, I've told you over and over on this program, I've written about it in my past books, it is in scorched earth again, that one-third of all the prisoners in America are non-citizens. They are incarcerated. They are the easiest to be deported. And that is why I approve 100% of Trump's speech. And I want to tell you again, something that I quote at the front of Scorched Earth. Listen to this carefully. It's from a French scholar who said, Roman civilization did not pass peacefully away. It was assassinated. You've not seen that quote in any other book. As a scholar, I have scoured the earth for the best information I could give you in what will be my last and most important nonfiction political book. Scorched Earth, Restoring the Nation After Obama. You must read what he has done, what he is doing, what he plans on doing. And I have a special deal for you guys. You're going to get a 2011 interview with Donald Trump, and you'll hear how specific he has been on the issues, despite the media lies. All you got to do is pre-order this book at Amazon.com or your favorite store. You email a receipt to scorchedearthbook@gmail.com, and you're going to get a free MP3 of that interview. It's a rare interview, and I want you to have it. When I come back to Live and Die in the Savage Nation, Obama Eyes Election Takeover, right here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
I'm not like a civil servant in San Francisco who has 53 weeks a year off and calls it overtime. No, I'm actually a worker. I work very hard. I love it. I'm not going to play more Trump, I don't think. Maybe. It's a great speech. Never mind what they say. The progs, of course, don't like it. If you were a prog making $400,000 a year in a city department where you're worth maybe $80,000, $85,000 top, and that's a great salary, would you want Trump to be president? If you were an overpaid federal worker, would you want Trump to be president? If you were an illegal alien able to make so much money in this country without paying taxes and send it home to Mexico or another country, to the tune of $25 billion a year to Mexico alone. Would you want Trump to be president? If you were an Islamist hired by a university in America, would you want Trump to be president? If you, see, I can go down the list. If you were a thug who belongs in prison, but you were invited into the White House, and you were given $70 million by the most dangerous man on the planet, would you want Trump to be president? If, I'm giving you an if. There was a great poem called If by Rudyard Kipling, but Savage's If was even better. It's morphed to the times. And that's my if for the day on the Savage Nation. You know, any topic. Let's go to open mic now. Let's go to the open thing now. Because I've already given many topics. I think we've explored some of them, not all of them. And I think maybe you have some ideas. You want to do them. Tonight's the big deal with Colin Piplinek, with a salute to the military on Thursday night, and the failed football player who can no longer do on the field will do instead with his garbage protest against the national anthem. Let me just say this about it, because there's something different than I've said before. Certainly Colin Piplinek has the right to protest in any way he wants without hurting anyone. That's the First Amendment right. But you see, the fans have a right also. They have a right to engage in a class action lawsuit against the 49ers and the NFL for false advertising. Most fans go to a game to get away from this left-wing garbage. They don't want left-wing, they don't want right-wing, they don't want anything on the field. They want to love the game and they want to love America. They want a day where they can go with their family and not be assailed by the vermin of the left. And so if they buy this ticket for whatever the cost is, I don't know what they cost today, Robert. What does a football ticket cost? I really don't know. $100? Maybe even more. They're going there assuming they're going to get certain value for that investment in the 49ers or in an NFL game. So if they don't get that, if they're buying the ticket on the false pretenses, on the false advertising, a smart lawyer could conduct a class action lawsuit against the NFL and the 49ers on the grounds that I just named. And there are many others. I'm not a lawyer, but believe me, lawyers are pretty smart when they want to do these things. You sue the 49ers, you sue the NFL, and they take this anti-American lout and they give him a job at Berkeley and get rid of him. They can make him dean of the College of something at the University of California at Berkeley. Or they can send him to San Francisco State. He can run the film department. I don't know. The tattoo department of the university. It's probably a whole department of tattooing at San Francisco State today. He can run the department of tattooing. I don't know what this guy is going to do next. He has Christian tattoos all over his finely muscled body. Now that he's enamored of the Islamic religion, he's going to have to have his arms cut off and bury them in a Christian cemetery and then have new tattoos put on the new arms? I mean, I hope not. I mean, these are Christian tattoos on his arms. You know, statements from the Bible, the Christian Bible. You can't get them off. They're all over his arms. John this, Paul that. See, there's only way off. You have to cut the arms off and bury them in a Christian cemetery. Then he can have new, you know, transplanted arms, God forbid, and then put Muslim Islamic slogans on there, like kill the infidel. If you see an infidel, slash his throat. You know, nice stuff. Nice, easygoing stuff. So, my friends, there's a lot of news out there. I mean, I know most of us already somewhere else mentally. Easy does it. Easy, easy, easy. Easy does it. Trump pledges impenetrable physical border barrier during fiery immigration speech. Leon DiCaprio urged to repay donations tied to massive Malaysian embezzlement scheme. Oh, what a hypocrite. At least he got caught. Nothing will happen because he's got the protexia they talk about in Israel. They're not going to get it. The Justice Department's going to go after Leo DiCaprio, a member in good standing of the lie machine, when he gave some money to all of these progs. Nah. Savage's scorched earth is brilliant, urgent, and necessary, says rightpundits.com. Ho-hum. Facebook space rocket blows up, costing $200 million. I'm not happy about it at all. I don't know what that was about, but I don't know why the launch pad. What happened there? Yeah. Which insurance company is going to cover it? SpaceX rocket explodes at Cape Canaveral Space Center, blowing up Facebook's 150 million pound internet satellite, conducting a test firing of its unmanned rocket when the blast occurred Thursday morning. It was going to launch an Israeli rocket See, there's a connection here that I'm a little, it was, let's see, is it an Israeli rocket or Israeli satellite? You know what Facebook was trying to do? It was a satellite communication. It was a satellite that was supposed to help sub-Saharan Africa get communications down there. It went up in flames. Because old Facebook's not happy with the amount of money he makes. He needs more. So now he has to penetrate the furthest corners of the earth to get them to look at pornography on his site. So the explosion, I don't know how thing is it as sabotage? It goes through your mind. SpaceX was founded by PayPal and Tesla tycoon Elon Musk. And it's an Israeli-made Amos 6 communications satellite, okay, that was, according to the reports, carrying technology to allow Zuckerface's firm to spot beam wireless internet directly to smartphones in sub-Saharan Africa. Well, that's important for the terrorists down there. I mean, there's a lot of terrorism in sub-Saharan Africa, and it's hard for them to kidnap and rape women without cell phone coverage in the middle of the deserts, or to plot the takeover of functional African cities. And so that's why Zuckerberg is doing them a favor here. The social media company was working in conjunction with a French satellite provider named Eutelsat to lease the communication array for 5 years. It had roped an Israeli company, Spacecom, whose stocks fell 9% at the news, to operate the broadcast and telecom satellite. Oy vey. Oy vey. They took a chance on Zuckerberg and they lost money. Oy vey, how'd that happen? God. The rocket was supposed to hoist an Israeli communications satellite this weekend. All right, look, it's an accident. The Israeli-made Amos 6 satellite, pictured, was carrying technology to allow Facebook to provide wireless internet directly to smartphones in sub-Saharan Africa. I like that whole phrase, sub-Saharan. You know, that's, what do you mean by sub-Saharan? You know, does anyone, most of you do know, okay, if you went to college or high school, you know what sub-Saharan Africa is, right? So he wants to get technology into the furthest reaches of Africa, and it blew up on him. There's no bigger story, but I don't know, was it by accident, or, I don't know. The test, considered routine, was in advance of a planned Saturday launch from Cape Canaveral. Hey, wait a minute, stop. Why is it called Cape Canaveral? When I was a child, it was called Cape Canaveral. Then didn't it become Cape Kennedy? Robert, then when did they rename it Cape Canaveral? When I was a kid, it was Cape Canaveral. You know, where the boys are, the beach scenes, blonde people with convertibles while I was on the bus and slush. They were dating and having shakes on roller skates. That was when Cape Canaveral was Cape Canaveral. Then I thought it became Cape Kennedy. I don't know, maybe I'm expecting. Oh, wait. Now, when it says Kennedy now, NASA SpaceX's major customer said the explosion occurred at Launch Complex 40 at the U.S. Air Force Station, and Kennedy Emergency Station was on standby. Wait a minute. Why is it Canaveral and then Kennedy? Is it Canaveral or Kennedy? The Amos 6 satellite had announced the social media company to spot beam broadband for their Internet.org initiative. This is like a do-gooder thing. And he's couching in his do-gooder stuff. Or it's his business. He's allowed to do it. The initiative's aim is to spread Internet around the globe, and its website states, quote, "The Internet is essential to growing the knowledge we have in sharing it with each other." Right, as long as progs are running Facebook, it's another opportunity to spread the big lie. And for many of us, it's a huge part of our everyday lives. But the site for Zuckerface goes on. But most of the world does not have access to the Internet. Well, it's very racist. I mean, this is a racist thing to not have access to the Internet. It means that somehow you're denying people. The Internet, Internet.org is a Facebook-led initiative with the goal of bringing Internet access and the bennies of connectivity to the two-thirds of the world that doesn't have them. It's not because he wants increased profits, nor that the megalomaniac is conducting a monopoly unlike any monopoly in the history of the world. No. No, no, no. It's to help farmers plant crops, or to give an encyclopedia for a child without textbooks. Well, I don't think they really want an encyclopedia where they have one book that serves for all, which has killed the infidel. I mean, what do they want an encyclopedia for, when their fathers have probably burned the encyclopedia? So Zuckerface goes on with his PR, says, "Now imagine what they could contribute when the world can hear their voices. The more we connect, the better it gets." Such incredible liberal lies. Okay. You got the picture. There's nothing you could say about it. I don't know how it happened. Was it sabotage? Just a blow-up job? Can this guy get an outfit? Can anyone explain to me why Zuckerface can't buy a decent shirt and an outfit? Why must he wear a dirty undershirt to show us how rich he is? Why must he continue to look like a putz from Harvard? Why is that the outfit, the suit of our time, that a guy has to wear a dirty undershirt every day to show he's rich? I don't mind that he's a billionaire. He built it on his own. I have said before, it's a monopoly. It's a clear monopoly, as is Google, and that Trump should use all the powers of the new Justice Department. The antitrust division of the Justice Department does exist, and it should go after Zuckerberg's Facebook and Google and Microsoft and all the other monopolies that have stolen the opportunities of so many other companies in this nation by either gobbling them up or preventing them from growing. It's a simple fact. That's what the antitrust division of the Justice Department is supposed to do. Now, I know I sound like Bernie right now, but guess what? Bernie would agree with me, all you Bernie supporters. Facebook is a monopoly. It should be broken up. Google is a monopoly. It should be broken up. Microsoft is a monopoly. It should be broken up. There are many companies that are absolutely too big. They're not allowed to be that big. They're supposed to be broken up, just as Standard Oil was broken up over 100 years ago because it had become too big and was denying the opportunity of any kind of competition. Oh, it fell on dead ears. Maybe the Trump team can hear me, and Laura can add that to the next speech. Antitrust. Hi, Laura. Hope you're listening. Hi, Steve. Hope you're listening to Michael Savage. All the ideas I've been hearing are so great because they're all in Stop the Coming Civil War, Government Zero, and Scorched Earth. So, guys, put that into the next speech, the next 10-point plan for Donald Trump, that when I'm president, the antitrust division of the Justice Department will look into companies that have grown so big that they deny competition in the United States of America, and we will look into breaking them up. On the antitrust policies. I feel like Citizen Kane is sitting alone in my studio. 855-400. Now they're going to call on this. What about the astronauts? Whatever happened to them? Oh, SpaceX is one of two companies shipping supplies. You know, it sounds like a condom to me, SpaceX. Oh, there was one in those days. No, it's from my time. Okay, but no, it's SpaceX is one of two companies shipping supplies to the space station. What do they eat up there for NASA? I'm always worried about the food. I could never be an astronaut just because the food is so terrible. Could you imagine it's like delivery, but it takes 6 years to get there. How good could the food be up there? It's horrible. I imagine they have like a tube, like of toothpaste, and like squeeze it out, and they have a special thing that zaps it and turns it into a horrible meal. And look, and yeah, look how healthy they are when they get back. Maybe I should eat that stuff instead of the garbage that I eat, the takeout I just ate from the Mexican joint. I might be better off eating some NASA takeout. Oh, God. Imagine food in a tube. No, I always wondered, they're like super people, those people who can live up there. I don't know how they could do it. There's nothing. What do you do up there all day? You analyze data? That's your excitement? Not even a walk? Nothing. Not even a TV show. Not all day long. They either work or they go out for a little walk where they have no weight. That's good. But they're in such good shape when they come back, just eating stuff out of a tube.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. It is Savage Nation. WikiLeaks head Julian Assange says the liberal media is erecting a demon in Hillary Clinton. Good for him. He said the liberal media is falling over themselves in the defense of Hillary Clinton and are erecting a demon. The American liberal media is falling over themselves to defend Hillary Clinton, erecting a demon who is going to put nooses around everyone's necks as soon as she wins this election, which she is almost certainly going to do, Assange said during a New York Times Facebook interview yesterday. It's an interesting statement coming from Julian Assange that you think the progressives would embrace because he's a hacker. And all of them are hackers, aren't they? Aren't they anti-establishment? They don't want to hear the truth, I guess, about her. They're so blinded to what they really want and what's good for them. 855-400-7282, Mike on WMAL in Washington, D.C., Line 5, you're on the Savage Nation.
Thanks, Michael. Just before I start, one little correction. Tim Kaine wasn't a Peace Corps volunteer. He learned Spanish with some other volunteer thing.
What was the other volunteer thing?
I think it was like Jesuit Volunteer Corps or something like that. I was.
You're right. Jesuits, the most radical Christian sect in the world, right?
So which leads me right into my next point. Our daughter is a student at Georgetown, and I think that they did the right thing by, trying to compensate the descendants of the slaves who built Georgetown and were sold.
Well, what about what if some of these descendants of slaves are rich, were children of rich families? Should they get the scholarship?
I don't think.
In other words, don't you think if you're going to give scholarships to descendants of slaves, you should give them to the poor descendants of slaves, not to the rich descendants of slaves? In other words, shouldn't you grade them based upon relative affluence? Wouldn't that make sense if you're such a do-gooder?
I mean, we're paying $67,000 a year to send her there. We get about half of that in financial aid.
No, I didn't say you. I'm talking about basing your scholarship on need, not on race. What's wrong with that idea? Okay, whatever.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Savage. The big story to me is that the Obama administration eyes election takeover. It came out yesterday in the Livezet. DHS considers classifying locally run voting systems as critical infrastructure. This was one of the greatest attempts at power grabbing I've ever seen in my entire life. There was not a word of opposition in Congress because they're away. And while the cat's away, the rats will play. And so the rats in the Obama administration, who have gotten away with everything they wanted to, everything they've ever wanted to, and they're, as I said to you, like junkies. They need to escalate the amount of junk they're putting into their veins. The junk being power, pure power madness of this SOB in the White House, this power mad lunatic, then runs this up the flagpole, so to speak, by having his stooge, Jay Johnson, a complete flop in DHS, come out with a speech about taking over the elections in America. You got to listen to this carefully. And now what you're about to hear on the program should make even liberals break out in tears when they realize that everything I've been telling them is true, that the Obama administration is the most dangerous, corrupt, serpent-like administration to have ever appeared in American history. Never before have we seen such power madness, nor have we seen such absolute power madness. Here is Jay Johnson wanting to take over elections in the United States of America.
The nature of cyber threats has evolved since 2002. And so I do think that we should carefully consider whether our election system, our election process, is critical infrastructure, like the financial sector, like the power grid. There's a vital national interest in our election process. So I do think we need to consider whether it should be considered by my department and others critical infrastructure, which has several implications. It becomes very much part of our focus.
So here's a doofus who has not prevented the slaughter of innocents by radical Muslims, because he won't even say radical and Muslim in the same breath. Here is a man who permitted Orlando to happen, permitted San Bernardino to happen. I'll go down the list. There are many others. And now this power mad guy, Jay Johnson of DHS, wants to take over elections in the United States of America with hardly a peep in the newspaper business. Not a peep. I haven't seen anything. A few liberals have come out and said, this is crazy. This can't happen. They're the true liberals, but there are very few of them. Most of them are asleep at the switch and don't even understand what's going on. What I love here is that they're vilifying Russia, making up a story that Russia is trying to hack into our voting booths in order to justify their power madness. This is like the Reichstag fire that Hitler used to justify taking over the government. As you well know, the Reichstag fire was created by the Hitlerites in order to justify taking over Parliament. It's the same thing here in the Obama administration. They're creating a false flag of Russia interfering with our voting machines to justify their madness, their power madness. They must be stopped at all costs. Every fair-minded American must understand how corrupt and dangerous these evil men are. DHS now says locally run voting systems are critical infrastructure along the lines of, oh, you name it, the power grid, and they want to take it over. It's unbelievable. This came out yesterday while Congress is away, and no one said anything. And yet there were a few liberals who stood up and said, this is crazy. Elections have always been run and organized by the states, Connecticut Secretary of State Denise Merrill said. And I think there has always been a fear that there would be federal intervention that would not recognize differences among the states. What she's trying to say is that the government, the federal government, is conducting a power grab in an attempt to steal the elections. Now, of course, the big lie is that the Russians are hacking the election, and that's the justification. As you know, they vilified Putin and Russia now for a long time, and they're making up the whole story. Here is Obama, the head of the snake, the head of the serpent, using a stooge on NBC named Savannah Guthrie, a nobody skirt, an empty skirt, justifying taking over the election process in America in clip two.
Donald Trump has repeatedly expressed admiration for Vladimir Putin.
Sounds like you're suggesting that Putin might be motivated to prefer Trump in the White House.
Well, I am basing this on what Mr. Trump himself has said, and I think that Trump's gotten pretty favorable coverage back in Russia.
Is it possible in your mind that the Russians would try to influence the U.S. election?
Anything's possible.
You know, if ever there was justice in the world, Savannah Guthrie and all of the other pimps for the Obama administration will be tried for crimes against the truth. I don't know if there's such a crime in the journalistic profession, which is just filled with prostitutes. But here was such a clear piece of Pravda propaganda that you could regurgitate it. You could literally, let's leave it at that. I don't want to get more guttural than I have to be. The whole thing was written for this dumb idiot, this Savannah Guthrie, an empty skirt of the lowest order. She asks him the question, is it possible that the Russians can hack the election? And the fair-minded Mussolini of our time says, oh, anything's possible, Savannah. And that's why we have to protect the voting rights in America, because they're sacred rights. And we don't want those evil Ruskies taking over our votes, do we, Savannah? Oh, no. So they're getting ready to steal the election if Trump should look like he's going to win. And by the way, he's up in the poll. She's down in the poll. She may not make it to the finish line. Everyone that I know who's really intelligent is sending emails all over the place saying, looking like she's going to collapse before the finish line. She's like a horse that can't get to the end. She's also terrified of a real press conference, hasn't had one in 272 days. She's terrified of a real debate with Trump because he's a street fighter and she's used to controlling the dialogue and the monologue. The fact of the matter is he could pull this one off. And that's why the snake in the White House is already lining it up so that they can take over the voting booths. Do you see how this works? Obama eyes election takeover. These people are chillingly nightmarish. And believe me, they can shoot quite straight indeed. Don't underestimate this gang of rogue politicians who have stolen our democracy right out from under our eyes. But they've not gone far enough, you see. Now they want to steal the elections themselves. At the same time this is going on, you've got that dumb football player, Colin Paperneck, who is going to do another thing tonight to insult the police. And the executive director of one of the largest police organizations in the country blasted Colin Paperneck and the NFL after learning that during training camp practices in August, the moronic, uneducated, idiotic San Francisco's 49ers quarterback wore socks that bear the image of cartoon pigs wearing police hats. This is the same NFL that prohibited the Dallas Cowboys football team from honoring the slain officers in their community with their uniforms, said Bill Johnson, executive director of the National Association of Police Organizations. The Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys, planned to use a helmet decal as a tribute to the five police officers killed in July's sniper attack by black radicals, was denied by the more radical NFL. You want me to give you what the NFL acronym stands for in my mind? I can't. It's a family show. Now, if anyone's listening to the show who is in police work or has a husband or wife in police work or a father or an uncle or did, you have the power to deny them income. You don't have to sit like a dumb idiot hypnotized by morons who are vastly overpaid throwing a piece of pigskin around. You could just turn it right off. People do that to my show. I've been boycotted for 22 years. by the progs who control the ad business. So just turn them off. Turn the 49ers off. Turn the television off. Don't go to the games. Don't go to the stadium. What are you going there for? To be insulted by this pig? So tonight he goes to San Diego, this low-life pig. And he's going to again try to make a grandstand play because he can no longer do it on the football field. See, that's the subtext of it all. He can no longer make these plays on the football field that would bring the people to pay attention to this lowlife. So the lowlife instead goes lower socially than you would expect a thug member of Black Lives, whatever you want to call them, would do. In fact, he'd be more comfortable leaving football and joining them. And I think that the NFL really has an obligation to fire him. So he wore socks to attack police. And then he gives an illiterate speech, as you would expect from a person in football. Submoronic, illiterate, on his Instagram account. Colon, paperneck. I'm not even going to read it to you. If I were a teacher teaching high school and had a student that published this, I'd say, look, young man, you have to go back to the fourth grade because your syntax doesn't work, your grammar is all wrong, everything you did is wrong, all the tenses are wrong. Go back to the fourth grade, and while you're at it, read the U.S. Constitution. And by the way, while you're at it, read about all the officers who have been killed by your dear friends over the last few years. We have other things today, if this is too much for you and too esoteric. Let's keep it real local. The local newspaper, as I've said a million times, became nothing but a rag of the Democrat socialist corrupt machine. I was shocked to read this morning an outline of the highest paid public employees in San Francisco. Your eyes will pop out of your head when you hear what these pigs are paying themselves in San Francisco, and you'll ask yourself, how is this even possible? How could these people, and I'll name them, here, Antonio B. Santiago, deputy sheriff, would you believe when I tell you how much this guy makes? His regular pay is $97,000, a nice salary for a sheriff, right? But with overtime, you know what that is, don't you? He gets $214,000 more for a total pay of $373,000. Now, when I say to you, San Francisco is one of the most corrupt cities in the world, I am not just making this up, and I'm shocked that the San Francisco newspaper exposed how progressives are using the false screams about hatred to mulct the public. And we have to ask ourselves, what do these men actually do, these men and women? How could a battalion chief in the fire department, one of the worst-run departments in America, one of the most corrupt departments in the universe, how could Joanne Hayes White, fire department chief, make $410,000 when she's never received a smudge from a fire on her clean whites? I'll be handling that in a minute by reading this article from the San Francisco paper on the highest paid public sector employees in San Francisco. And you will find out that the old adage that the missionaries came to do good and they did very well indeed still applies to liberals. They all claim to be doing good, but they do very well indeed. Nothing has changed under the sun. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Getting hot out there. Moronic Pope, the bouncer in the Vatican, said man must atone for global warming sin. What a fraud he is. Look at this bum. Man must atone for global warming sin. The man is a flaming communist of the highest order. Puts on the holy robes and suddenly it's Leon DiCaprio in the Vatican. Man must atone for global warming sin as he flies around the world on Vatican I. What a BS artist this guy is. Trump mulls using seized cartel assets to pay for wall. That's a very bold statement. I mean, let's pray for Donald Trump. He's taking on the most murderous gang on the planet. And take a guess who's going to moderate the first presidential forum. None other than a progressive member of the Clinton Global Forum, Matt Lauer. How did the Republicans let this happen? Answer. Answer, because they're one and the same as the Democrats. How many years have I called them Democrats or Republicans? The RNC, in other words, set up Trump for fall. Matt Lauer, the most unreliable man in the history of the media. A department store dummy from Macy's would be more reliable than Matt Lauer to be a moderator. He looks like a department store dummy, by the way. Here's another one, if that's not enough for you. Georgetown University is going to give slave descendants priority for admission. I'm sorry. There's only so much insanity you can take in one day. Georgetown University to give slave descendants priority for admission. Now, let's see. Would that include the descendants of slaves who are now millionaires and billionaires? Would that work as well? Nothing to do with income or wealth? Meanwhile, mosquitoes test positive for Zika in South Beach, but, you know, hey, and the band played on. Meanwhile, they're fornicating like bumblebees in heat over there in the desert, the Burning Man orgy dome, and the band played on. Syphilis up, chlamydia up, syphilis up. You name the disease, it's up, but it doesn't matter to those in the Burning Man orgy dome. Meanwhile, here on the football field, Colin Pimpleneck is set to protest the anthem on military night while wearing pig cop practice socks. The man who can no longer attract the fans' adoration on the field is now getting it from the bums in America who hate the social order and would like to see the country burnt to the ground. The NFL should throw him out. Let him sue. Let him sue because you're going to destroy your brand. Let me just tell you something. There's a lot of cops in America. There's a lot of cop families in America. There's a lot of military in America. They're great football fans. If they were to organize themselves and not be the useful idiots that they have been of the Democrat Party and stop attending your games, turning the TV off so your ratings go down, you will go out of business. You'll lose $1 billion a year or more if you don't stop this maniac from attacking police. He is a loser. He has no right to do this. Now, I know all about the First Amendment. I get that. But let me tell you something. The First Amendment stops at certain points. You know, there's a saying, and I'm in the First Amendment business. It's what I do for a living. I give you my opinion. You have the power to turn the show off. But a fan who is sitting in the stands of an NFL game, when you have a lowlife like Pimpleneck going out there and spitting at the flag, they don't have the option to walk out of that stadium after they've paid. They paid a fortune to go watch the morons throw a ball around. So the fact of the matter is, he is violating the terms of purchase of those tickets. And if there was a smart lawyer in this audience, which spreads across the country, a real greedy class action lawyer could sue the NFL for permitting this anti-cop maniac from insulting the American people, and by sitting out the national anthem. Anyone in the audience who was a cop or family of a cop who says they were emotionally disturbed by his actions could sue the NFL. I'm just giving you an idea. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you know, lawyers do very good work in some cases, and sometimes they don't. But this is the only way to send the message to the folks at the NFL that there are behaviors that are not acceptable. And if they want to use this football field for social statements, go ahead and do it. But remember, there are consequences to social behavior and antisocial behavior. This is antisocial behavior by a loser football player who can no longer gain the crowd's attention on the field itself.
Savage.